agree here, guys.
I think we should split this episode into two parts.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's Ben. To this
let's milk this episode.
Milk the shit out of this
part two.
Sales numbers. It sold as of March 2015. So, you know, just 2 months back, it has sold 2.96 million.
It's pretty good.
Not the best for that game. For that campaign,
that's in 6 years.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's not bad, but that's probably why they haven't caught it. I would say that in 6 years' time, for that much to sell, people are, they'll look at it and go, no. They'll think,
Kent's just lending it to everybody.
He's just lending this thing. He's not a sale here or sale there.
You guys would be like at least the sixth person that I have lent this to.
That's true.
Like, everyone I come across and play video games, like, you need to try.
Slut. Why are you telling that like slut?
This game?
No, slut. Get
it out of here. Hit it everywhere.
You guys can't see it, but Greg just spanked the game.
So Kent literally goes to a party with this in his jacket inside of it.
He'll be like,
"Hi, I'm Kent. You have to pay this, right?
You want to
shut up?
No.
Go home and play this and come back.
This is the game I tell people who doesn't play video games to play.
He stands in an alley.
You're gonna traumatize people, dude, with their Jason.
Yes.
You're gonna really think that's
all the reason why.
Jason.
No, Ken stands in an alley and he's like, "Hey,
I got something you want.
You want to do some heavy rain? I got you fixed right here, man. Heavy
I do have sales data if anyone's interested.
I want to hear this.
All right, so PS4 has sold, as of April, 22 million worldwide.
I think, was that finally confirmed? What I read earlier this morning was ship.
Yes, it's so there is discrepancy between shipping. I think the shipping discrepancy is maybe like 2 million, right? So it's that's what I'm saying, 20 million, give or take 2 million.
But I mean, usually what it means is that they would expect to sell 22 at some point.
Yeah, that's
why they shipped it. It's just not right now.
But that's more like even with Wii U shipping, I think they're only up to 9.6 million. Xbox is a little bit ahead.
Where's Xbox?
Xbox is at maybe, I think it was 12.3 million.
Third?
It's second. So we know it's outsold.
I didn't think
it was almost half.
Yeah, so here's the crazy part. The article, they say if you just focus it by region. So in Japan, the Wii U has sold 2.2 million. The Xbox One only 500,000. And then the PS4 is 1.6 million. But keep in mind, the PS4 has only been out for, what, a year, 2 years almost, right?
I think a year.
Yeah, almost so,
a year.
So the Wii's been out longer, and it's starting to catch up. So it's going to surpass the Wii U, I would say, in a year. Mm-hmm. But the Wii U is the highest seller in Japan.
Overall,
right now, so the Wii U is 2.29 in Japan. Xbox One, 500,000. And the PS4, 1.43. In Japan. But
Japan.
I like how the article does that, where they go, if you go worldwide, PS4 is at 20 million, right? Give or take. Wii U is in the 9 million, barely going to reach 10, and Xbox One is at...
The problem is that Japanese gaming is over.
No, it's not, man.
Have you seen
Yo-Kai Watch? Yo-Kai Watch has
Konami
sold like
is
three...
like the next line. It's like Japanese gaming and Japanese game developers has stopped caring about traditional games.
That's not true. Here's a good example, because that's what that is a discussion I had with another podcast, and as an American, we would say that. I don't say that. But a lot of people go, Japanese games are over because we're not buying it. But in Japan, what's selling a lot? Like the
The same game that has been sold for the last 10 years.
But you could make the same argument with Call of Duty, right? That's Call of Duty is a rehash. Yeah, it's a rehash, yeah, right? Like Heavy Rain are the exceptions. But these exceptions come, what, this game once every 6 years?
Yeah.
It's 2015.
Yeah,
yeah.
But even
Gears of War.
Would you say that the sequels of, let's say, Call of Duty and Gears of War are doing less than sequels for like Monster Hunter or I'm trying to think of another big Japanese house name.
But Japanese how? Like Japanese super grindy games? Or
No. So I know the question you're asking.
You know what I mean?
So keep in mind, like, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate sold almost 5 million in Japan alone. Like just 5 million.
No, I understand.
Here in the States, it sold 1 million. Yeah.
How many people are in
Japan?
I'm
just saying that that's
where you have to ask yourself, population size. Because if you take into account population size of a country, right, and you go, well, it only sold 5 million compared to Call of Duty that sold like 30 million, but they go, yeah, but there's 300 million Americans.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm saying Japanese markets is getting smaller and smaller by the day. But to me, and for me personally, I'm getting jaded by Japanese game developers of keep making, like, not even trying to make newer games.
Because they keep running out on us,
No, it's not that big.
Like,
if
they're not even trying anymore.
If you look at the top 10 games that Maze argued before, if you look at the top 10 games for the past 10 years in just the U.S., Halo, FIFA, 2K Basketball, that's, Call of Duty, Gears of War,
but,
Assassin's Creed,
right?
In 10 years' time. So you can make the same argument for American games.
But
American games
the difference between Halo 1 and Halo 3.
No, there's
it's
no
a
difference.
Very measurable
no,
difference.
No, it's not.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
More
it
weapons,
is.
Better
yes,
graphics, that's it.
Mechanics,
tell me,
mechanics
no,
they do.
No, the mechanics are saying still floaty. No. More weapons, better graphics.
You can run now.
You can run.
You can run now.
Yeah.
Well, in Monster Hunter, now you can do vertical fighting.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's
measurable.
Well, but with Monster Hunter, like, how much money are they really spending
in the new
Monster Hunter?
So in the development cycle of Monster Hunter,
what are they actually adding?
Look,
running in Halo is the same thing as vertical fighting in Monster Hunter. You're just adding a new physic to the game.
You know, look, that's pretty much with any other game, dude.
That's what I'm arguing. All games are the same.
What I'm saying,
they are in general, but they are in most of...
Not this many cats.
And
I think it's just mostly the indie scene, like, it's going towards that, but it's just that all games, like even the Luminous Engine, I'm all like, oh, it's probably gonna be like any other Final Fantasy.
Nicer.
It just looks prettier.
Eyes look more real.
Yeah, that's
but that's what I'm saying. Like, at least they're trying.
Yeah, they're trying.
That's what gets me.
You know.
Yeah.
Look,
like,
if you're top,
I think. I mean, you know, and of course I'm being biased. I haven't played the latest Monster Hunter. The last Monster I played is the beginning. But every time the new one comes out,
PSP,
I look at it, I'm like, it looks exactly the same.
But
as
you
the
can
one
make
on the same
PSP. Argument for like Uncharted or Mass.
But
it looks exactly the same.
It does not look exactly the same.
And Monster Hunter 4 compared to Monster Hunter 3. So here's a good immeasurable example, right? And you can back me up on this. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. Heavy, no vertical fighting. You feel the weight of that character, remember? And then when you play part 4, they sped up. They
you
did
have
vertical
to fight
fighting.
In water.
You have to fight in water. But you can see a measurable difference in
that's,
just mechanics.
That's one thing.
Alone.
Yeah, that's the mechanics.
The cats have become a
but
huge
is it,
part
is
of
it,
the story
is
now.
It, does that warrant a new game or does that warrant
yes,
more of a
it
patch?
Does.
To be honest, it was a huge step up. No, dude, a patch could not do what
patch cannot
Monster
do that,
Hunter
dude.
4 did.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter 4 was like, it blew 3-0. I'm not going to go back to 3. Who the hell's gonna do that?
It is equivalent of if someone made Beyond Two Souls first and then made Heavy Rain.
Yeah,
that is how measurable
dude, yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
That is that measure. That is that measurability.
Okay.
All right. But again, it like you say, it's hard to judge if you haven't played it.
Like,
and I played
and
Halo
true.
1,
yeah.
2, 3, 4, and I would say, yes, there are improvements, but I'm not going to argue that that it is not
like,
fundamental
like
changes.
The other one I have is kind of like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Right. For me, again, right, I didn't play Dark Souls, but... From what I see, I'm like, Dark Souls and Demon Souls looks exactly like the same games.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they're not even cashing out. You know?
I would say
that's like what the Five Nights at Freddy's thing, dude.
Yeah,
but Bloodborne.
Cashing out,
but now that you bring in like stuff like Bloodborne,
Bloodborne is okay.
It's like
something
a step
new,
up,
right?
Yeah,
it's a sequel, but it's something new.
Be, from the outside, right? When I saw Bloodborne, I go, "That's just Dark Souls," because I haven't played. I see it,
but that's what I'm saying. At least they tried.
Yeah.
Exactly, but I would argue play the game.
And I say the same, like Assassin's Creed goes through the same. Like I stopped playing it too because I'm like, this looks like the same. The
Black Flag made an improvement. Black Flag, it did. I saw it. I never played it, but I saw it.
Well, I didn't even finish.
But that's what I mean, right? Like when it actually tried to do something new, because
once it got to three, once it got to Revelations, it was really stale.
Like at some point you realize like wait a minute you're just reskinning the same cat,
and it was it's not even like I feel like they ran out of things out of, like they ran out of missions. Once it got to Black Flag, you got fighting in the sea. It's just so much you can do now. Like, you upgrade your ship.
And I'm not defending Japanese developers. I completely agree with you. There's a lot of Japanese developers that they rehash just the same way that Treyarch and who's the other company that makes Call of Duty?
I don't know. Bungie.
They rehash. No, not Bungie. But there are Treyarch those Activision. Key developers. Like even Capcom for Monster Hunter 4, the developer said when we got to 3, we knew that this got stale. So when we made 4, we told ourselves this has to be better and we have to try harder to make something different that we haven't done before. And that's what they did. They go, we wanted 360
motion.
And
that's what I want. Right? Like, like I don't want to get a sequel of the game and then be in the same exact location as the one before that.
I like Mega Man for that.
You know,
Mega Man X and 4.
Because like for me, I feel like I'm paying twice for the same game.
Number what would 9. Be different? What would be different for you? Like, what do you expect, or how do you expect things to change?
New contents, new mechanics.
This.
and you know, I am a sucker. Like, my game collections that I have, I'm chasing for, like, new mechanics, new contents, new type of game. New
You're the modern artist critic, dude. You go to the Mocha, and, like, someone draws, like, two lines, and you go, that's work
of art. Well, for me, it's probably true. Like, I appreciate it. Like when I play games that like brings new mechanics to the table, I'm like, oh holy crap! Like this,
it's not bad.
Like it's wild. Like this person tried. Course, you know, not all of them works. You know, not every single mechanic works. But I was like, I applaud him for trying. Mm-hmm. You know?
But sometimes you just want that slice of pizza you've gotten for the past 20 years.
Not me. I like new things.
I like new things, but I like old things. Old things like Mega Man, right?
The old things are right there. I can't pick it up. I don't need to play it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's there.
I don't think so. I could play Chrono Trigger anymore, man.
Like I don't. Yeah,
I can't
say
that.
Like I don't want to
play Chrono
Trigger. I can't. Like
don't remake Mega Man X.
Here's a perfect example. Here's a perfect example of that. Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Brings the new with the old. So someone will look at that and that's just another 8-bit rehash.
But see, I don't see it like that either for Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight is the new game. It's bringing new mechanics, new game, writes new ideas.
Yeah.
Now, if Shovel Knight 2 comes out and it's exactly the same thing, then I'm not going to play that.
See, but here's the thing. I think that Plague Knight is Shovel Knight 2 because it's the whole game, dude. But you
and
play
it's
it,
free.
And the mechanics
and
are different.
And that's what it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. And the mechanics are different, though. Yeah. But it's free.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's a sequel? Like, what if they
brought
it?
It's not the fact that it's a sequel.
What if they brought another game and it was called Night Shovel?
Like, it's like this, right? It's, for me, like, another example is, like, Street Fighter. Right, Street Fighter 4.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter 4 came out. Since then, there's another 4 Street Fighters, at least 4.
Yeah, there is.
It's like Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter,
Ultra, Super Ultra,
Arcade Edition. And it's all the same game, right? And I'm just like...
It's just patched.
Like
Marvel vs. Capcom.
This should not be
Marvel vs. Capcom Ultimate.
But here's my rebuttal to that. Here is my, and I agree with that. I'm agreeing with you. But here's my rebuttal to people who want the same. I would say, and it's something that, remember, I think we talked about a while back where I go, you know, some people, if they want to spend 3 times to buy Super Mario 64 for the Wii U, for the Wii, for the 64, for the 3DS, I'm okay. I would not advocate to not do that. I would tell companies, if you can make money,
I mean,
I want something.
I'm just
new.
Saying that that's what's killing the Japanese market.
I would agree to a certain point, but at the same time, I think that might be a generalization because you don't play a lot of Japanese games. To be fair. Was the last Japanese game you played?
Not anymore. They all been the same.
But was the last Japanese
game? He's tired of Japanese.
I used to, but they all have been the same.
You should try it again.
You know,
buy Monster Hunter 4.
You know,
play. You know, skip Monster Hunter 3.
Skip part 3, buy part 4.
I'll buy Monster Hunter 5 or 6 or 7. The moment they redo all the engine, redo the graphics, put a new brand new mechanics. And I don't start in the same town that I started in the PSP version.
But that's what
I'll do it.
But it's what I told the guys from the Frozen North, you're not their audience.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what's killing them. That's why Capcom is like, besides Monster Hunter, everything else is going down a drain. Konami's completely gone now, right?
Oh, don't, that's yeah. just to stop
like,
your
like, Team Ninja is gone.
Yep.
Right? Like well, all the, of them yeah. because they kept doing the same thing over and over.
But
and
it works for Call of Duty. You know? Maybe Americans well, are just dumber.
Even Call of Duty tries more than what they do. Right?
Vertical now, fighting.
Now, it
we got super went, stale, but when they brought out
Advanced Warfare,
it was a step up. I'm not gonna lie, it's exactly, a step up.
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not arguing, right? Like Modern Warfare 1, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3. By the time to the third one,
right? Everyone was out.
Yeah,
by Modern Warfare, everyone was out.
But at the same time, like I don't want. This is why I can't play Heavy Rain. I don't want I don't want epiphanies in my game. I don't want this like this crazy experience where it's good. I don't want that. I just want a sword and a shield and bash that dragon's face.
See, this is where you're confusing me. You don't want the experience, yet you're getting the experience of killing something big.
I want action-packed action. Yeah. I don't want to like feel it and get attached.
We have two different games on our hands, man, guys.
You're confusing me here, man.
Well, because like Ken, and I'm not saying that's bad. Ken is the
This is just an experience, dude. It's not.
It's not the experience I want. You know, I don't go to horror movies because I don't like horror. I want to laugh and like you know see action. Like, Die Hard is my movies, right? Like Terminator, you got to come.
Okay. I'm calling you out again. Go Chrono Trigger. When Chrono dies. When Chrono dies.
I did cry.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you wait. There's no voice acting. It's not cinema-esque. It's 16-bit.
You felt something.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
You felt something.
But this experience is different than Chrono Trigger. At least agree with me with that.
Guys, we're game chatting.
In Chrono Trigger, man.
It's true. I did. I'm going to deny that.
We could have done another episode.
But I can't play Beyond Two Souls. I can't play Heavy Rain because these are what I call cinema-esque games. They're movies
I get you.
I don't want to interact with them.
Here's the thing, though. All the games are going towards the cinema, dude.
American games.
American games. Thor,
like friends.
Valkyria Chronicles. Catherine.
Yeah.
Catherine's another one.
Catherine had puzzles. I love puzzles.
No, but the Catherine was funny.
Really had a bar.
And they were good.
They were good. I do like Catherine. I like Catherine.
Catherine is a really
great
game.
I love that
and
game.
Yeah. I felt like I didn't even think about it, but cinema-esque. True, I think I would put it somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's a movie that you like move.
But it's just
Catherine.
It's so great.
No, Catherine the best.
Catherine is just a story with a side mini game along with it.
I love that.
Yep.
That is it's good.
But it's a good. Great and that's, story. Yeah.
And that's you know that's the one thing that the Japanese game developers, the one who are still good, are really good at. It's making game mechanics. Mm.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
For them, it's always mechanics is key.
And it was never... Right. I could play that game like 2-3 times.
But also keep in mind, endings. The Japanese say the same thing. That's why Xbox One and PS4 don't sell well in Japan. You know what the Japanese say about us? All they want is bang, 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 shoot, kill... They say like over there they're saying this. They're saying, look, American game, they're killing the industry with their guns and their shit and their blood.
But hold on, you're killing freaking dragons.
Yeah, they want swords. That's what I'm telling you.
You're making other animals fight against each other.
Yeah, that's what
they want. Moguls, dude.
That's not even true anymore. Because as much as it's selling, Monster Hunter is selling and Nintendo is selling in Japan, they're mobile. Phone is enough. Outpacing them by like 10 times.
Yeah, that's what they want.
And 90% of those games are shit.
But not shit to them, to people though.
No, they are. They are.
You know, to you.
No, they are.
Dude, this game.
This is shit.
All right, look, that cat game.
That cat game is not fun.
All you do is just check in, see how many cats you get. X butts. Cats. That's
I know that's a description, but I'm going to ask you. Are you saying that if you saw someone playing in Japan on like a mobile phone, you go to be like, that game is shit? You suck? You're stupid?
No, it's the same. They can do whatever they want.
Didn't you play Hateful Boyfriend or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I did. I did play Hateful Boyfriend, but that's a pigeon.
That's a pigeon, yes.
It's a pigeon.
Pigeons more like that, right? Like even that, right? The Hateful Boyfriend, like that I applaud, right? It's like it's saying the old concept, but like, okay, we're gonna make it about pigeons or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But for every one of those, there's like 200 dating games that's exactly the same.
Okay. Can we agree on this? Sometimes Heavy Rain is a wonderful experience, and sometimes shit mobile games are a wonderful experience on a train. I think that's why
I'm
about video
I'm
games.
Not saying that. I'm just saying that that's what's killing them.
But I mean, I would disagree because for me, what video games and bring
we already seen the ramification of it.
Because for me, like video games are that. They're experiences that you choose your experience and how you want to interact, and I think that's what's great about them. And,
which is great. Yeah. No, I mean, for you, it's great, right? I mean, like, it's...
I think for people that play shit games,
you like Monster Hunter. You've been playing Monster Hunter. Have every iteration of Monster Hunter.
I've only played 3 and 4.
Right? Sometimes when you're on the toilet, you just got Candy Crush.
Yeah, you just got Candy Crush.
And it's true, but I'm just saying that, like, that's great. And if you're a fan of the genre, the fan of the IP... and the game, and you don't mind the sequels, right?
What happened then to just taking a shit?
Dude, take a shit.
America is killing the American. Candy Crush has like 3 sagas. Who needs that, dude?
Yeah. Here's the thing. That's
America.
Because that's my problem with some indie developers. And Phil Fish, even though I think he's a great developer. Right?
Great person.
I think that's debatable. I do think that. I think he's debatable, and I feel that he's been cast in a certain light by people that have the mentality. I'm not saying you have the mentality, but I'm saying that people have the mentality that go that there should be, because Phil Fish has a hierarchy of games.
Yeah.
Phil Fish thinks like, here are the best, everything else sucks, and if you don't like these games, you're the one ruining the industry and I'm gonna save it.
Yeah.
Right? I think my problem with that mentality, I mean, I'm not saying you can't save it, but I think what's killing
I have it and I didn't even bother. Like, I played like 2 minutes.
Why'd you buy it?
No, it was on a Humble Bundle.
Okay.
But I just played like 2 minutes. I was
I would advocate, you know, play what you play. I don't think anything's killing the industry, man. I never play Fez. That's the thing. But to me, it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting concept. I saw it.
It didn't intrigue me enough to even buy it either.
Yeah, it looks interesting. But at the same time, I
saw it and I was like, that's cool.
That's why I don't agree with reviews. I think IGN and GameStop and people that review have this monopoly on what is a good or a bad game.
Didn't we do an episode on this?
I think so. Sometimes.
Right? Yeah, you did.
You did. But I wouldn't discredit you.
It's not about good or bad. I'm just saying it's about trying... coming up with something new and being innovative.
Yeah, I love innovation.
Yeah, I want innovation from Japan, and they're not giving me that.
But I would argue, if you want innovation, something like the tangible that you can see, I would say just look at the videos of Monster Hunter 4 and vertical fighting, 360 fighting. That, to me, is an innovation from something that you've never seen from the series. Like, holy shit, like that's
true,
and they did it well. Like, mounting. Dude, how fun is mounting?
You know, it's
mounting is like, this is dumb, and then you go, fuck, it's so much fun. Yeah.
You know what they did that already?
Where?
Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, but do you know what they did? Every game has done something before. This isn't new. You know where they did this before?
But Dragon's Dogma. My question to you, Ken. Yeah. So is it just innovation in the series or innovation
overall? Taking
everything.
Taking that risk. Right? And that's what Dragon Dogma was a Capcom game.
Dude, but it was
probably done by the Monster Hunter team.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I applaud them for. Like, great. You know, take the chance. Yeah. Try the new IP.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't want them to make a new Monster Hunter every year and go like, hey, we're going to add Jetpack now.
Yeah, you know? That'd be great if they add Jetpack. You
know? That'd be great, but it's like no, take the effort and make a new game.
So is it innovation like something no one has ever seen or just no one has ever seen in the series?
Just trying something new. I think, you know, it's just like either like films or TV. Like at some point, there's too many sequels. You know?
But that's
the book and move
but
on.
But that's counter-capitalism. You know that.
I know. But but that's what I'm looking for.
Because if there's an innovation for every product we bought, we would never have products. It's just be like,
I mean, it's the same thing like...
I'm going to make a new laptop. Right? That's not innovative. Don't make it. Yeah. Don't sell.
I'm buying this shit.
This shit comes out every fucking year.
I'm pointing at my iPhone, by the way, guys.
But it's like I stopped playing Call of Duty since...
I can see why.
Since a couple of years ago. I get the same effect. I say, look... I'm like, okay, I'm at the point where I feel like they're just doing the same. It's the same engine. That's what gets me. Mm-hmm. Like, update your damn engine. The engine is still not updated.
You're not calm anymore, Ken.
Right?
I don't. You know?
No, you're right, man.
And it's...
It is true.
And it's
it
part of the reason why I started playing Destiny. Because Destiny was like, at least... Ironically, Destiny is the only game right now that's actually trying something new and a new IP and a new unknown established and a new type of game.
But I would argue it's just blend. So here's my problem with the idea of innovation. Goes, Destiny is just doing what other games have just done, and they just blended it into something that they call new. But you could argue, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you could argue, like, that's just World of Warcraft did that, Call of Duty did that, Halo did that. Let's combine it all, and that's new. It's like, no, you could use the same ingredients in a soup, but it's still corn and onions and chicken.
But
just different varieties of it.
For Destiny, I feel like
not food analogies.
I've talked to a lot of people and they say they could have done a better job.
Yeah, they could. But yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
But at least no game can be actually trying.
No, right?
taking that risk.
Like I applaud Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
The three characters thing. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
And Grand Theft Auto does it right because
I think it's a great game.
Goes like, you know what? We're just gonna take like 4 years. Right, yeah. And really come up with something new.
But Grand Theft Auto, they just expand on what they have. Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto 3 is a world. Part 4 is a bigger world with the same thing, just more quests and more interactions.
Part 5
is a bigger world with more interactions and more quests. It's the same thing, but like I said, they do it well.
Yeah, 5 is actually...
But there's nothing new they're bringing. They just bring more interactions into the world.
That's the biggest map they've ever had, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's just bigger.
And so the better game is Red Dead Redemption.
What do you mean?
Like... I put Red Dead Redemption over Grand Theft Auto 5.
Okay.
Mm. Cowboys.
You know, I would say... Damn, no, that's a hard
one. Yeah, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one. Stop.
Because for the same reason that Red Dead Redemption, they're taking that risk.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, we're going to take a similar mechanic, or even like L.A. Noire. I wouldn't put L.A. Noire over like any of them. But I applaud if I'm trying.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, you're throwing this new mechanic where I have to study the character and see if the person's lying or not.
See, but the...
And then Beyond Two Souls experiment and try to innovate.
And not what happened.
See, like, Mortal Kombat X, they added the faction stuff.
Yeah.
When you're playing online, it's not just fighting each other. You're also fighting a war with other clans.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I like that. But my concern comes, is what I told the... When I was out to the Frozen North, this huge discussion about Nintendo, and I go, I don't like this idea. And again, maybe it's just me, and like, oh, don't take criticism, but I don't like the idea that if I'm playing Monster Hunter, right, and then someone comes up to me and be like, really? Like, really? You bought Part 4? It's just like, and it's like, dude, leave me the fuck alone. Let me play my fucking game and go play your game. Like, just this idea that you have to point it. Like, I know. Like, it's not that I don't know. Like, everyone assumes, like, oh, look, bro, you like Nintendo. Look, you don't know that Nintendo's not innovative. You don't know that you can't, like, do this on the Wii. I own it. I don't have a problem with it.
You know what you should do? What you should just do? Yeah. You should just not give a fuck.
Dude, it's like, do you know what Jehovah's Witnesses are? Like, do you know what Jehovah's Witnesses? You know how they come to your house and bug you? Like, don't ask me. So what are you playing? I'm playing Monster Hunter 4. Really? Really? Why did you ask me? If you don't, it's the same thing. It's just like, okay, let me walk away. It's like, oh, like, so do you own a PS? Like, no, because they all bought PS4. So I'm like, do you own PS4? Like, I own a Wii U. Really, you own a Wii U?
No,
it's like,
no,
dick.
Oh,
like,
all right. Let me give you an anecdote. I'm 14, man, because I'm still working on my Relic.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other people that I know that have like 4 of them, dude. And they're like, really? You're still working on it? I'm like, all you say is like, hey, I'm taking my time. I don't care. Fuck you. That's it.
I'm just trying to play.
There's always those people.
Dude,
on our Instagram. I mean, like, I'm sorry for pointing you out, guy, if you're listening to this.
Oh, remember? Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, but, you know, gotta do it. I posted up a picture of, you know, I was playing Super Mario Kart, Super Circuit.
Yeah.
Great game. I love that game. Mm-hmm. Guy was like, really? You're playing... Who plays that anymore? Loner? It's like, come on, man.
Big move.
Just let me play.
Here's the other one. Remember on our Facebook, I posted up on the Monster Hunter group. I posted because in Japan, they have little skits with the cats.
Yeah.
I posted up. I'm like, oh, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Comment below. Yeah, but every hardcore Monster Hunter has like seen it, whatever.
Yeah, it's
like, welcome to the internet, guys. In case you didn't know, welcome to the internet. There's trolls everywhere.
Sometimes we want to enjoy the rehab. And at the same time, I want innovation.
So now here's another question. Yeah. When people say innovation, does that also include the story?
Yes.
Yeah,
but I make the argument no story is innovative.
See, because
It's not story that's the end of it.
They kind of leaked it already, the Mass Effect 4 story. Yeah. And I think that's cool.
Well, I mean, there's
that's a set, just dope, dude.
I think I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that the predecessor...
I like the premises already.
Whatever they're making is going to be better than what they had before, right?
Yeah.
Like, the story keeps progressing like a movie, yeah. basically.
Like, you know, like if it's a movie, right? bring and put a new settings, bring new characters.
Like saying Batman... Dude, Batman is probably the best analogy. Example? Yeah.
The film or the game?
The film. Batman... What's the first one called?
The Dark Knight?
No.
Which one? Batman
Begins.
Batman Begins to The Dark Knight to The Dark Knight Rises. That was beautiful. Yeah. You can...
I love those well.
Exactly. But it got way better as it
did get better.
You see?
But also keep in mind that came with craft because he wasn't going to get... Christopher Nolan wasn't going to get the director job for the... What was the one with the magician? Inception. No, not Inception. The one that...
Sheepshit.
The one with... there's magic. Sheep. There's a guy Wolverine is in there. This is with a P?
The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Yeah.
So he literally begged for that direction. And once he got that, and the more you do something, the better you get at it. And hopefully.
I'm the same way with that, right? Like, as much... I do. I have them all. I have the Batman Begins, Batman... The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, yeah. But even with that, I enjoy them all, but I appreciate... all the newer movies that he does.
That's true.
Right? Interstellar.
Because he got better.
Yeah. Like, I would not want him to keep making Batman.
I wouldn't want
him. Go make something else, some new film.
No, yeah. And that's where I agree with you. Like when they make...
Day, Uncle Jima.
Yeah.
So when they make Monster Hunter 5, I agree with you, Ken. If they make Monster Hunter 5, and they are making Monster Hunter 5, I don't want the same thing that I have in 4. Yeah. I want a new mechanic, a new innovation, something that's different that makes me that okay. I want to buy this game because it's different enough that it's not powerful. I agree with that. I want to bash Monster.
Yeah. But that's my fear, right? Yeah. My fear is that they're going on this decline where the subsequent games are going to be less and less and less innovative, you know, because they're just going to start collecting cats.
Track record with
a cat in Monster Hunter.
Their track record between Monster Hunter, the cool Unite to Monster Hunter 4, that's all progress. And everyone sees it. They see it.
Yeah.
Like, that's progress to me. I see progress just from Halo 1 to Halo 4. That's progress from Call of Duty, Modern Warfare to Advanced Warfare. That's progress. So I would have hope. Like, there is innovation. You're right. There is 1,000 shit mobile games. Not probably copy everything.
Yeah.
But then there's the Heavy Rains, and that's cool.
Heavy Rains are great. There's a lot less of that now from the Japanese developers. Like, my favorite game of the PS2 generation is Katamari Damacy.
I would argue that that's not just Japanese. I would argue that's both American and Japanese
even
market.
Even American, dude.
I would argue it's on both ends of the world.
Titanfall, dude. That's basically... Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
No one plays that anymore.
Yeah,
but you're that guy with super circuit.
What Titanfall did was it kickstarted the whole advanced soldier, right?
And
because they took something, they tried something new.
And that's where I see. That's where I get you. Where you're like, they try to do something.
It could fail, but it will propel the
innovative. I admire Titanfall because when I first saw, I'm like, damn, that looks really cool. Yeah.
My main irk was just don't blame the Japanese more. I would argue that video games across the board, if you look at the 10 years of video games, it's all staled out. There are the Heavy Rains, but it's not, like, to me, when you just blame one country or one culture, you go like, you're messing up. It's like, no, it's across the board. It's the Koreans with their League of Legends and their thing that's stale, or the Americans with the Call of Duty, or the Japanese
I'm just saying that it's the reason why many Japanese game developers are like out of business now.
Yeah, you're right. You know? It's also the reason why a lot of American developers can't compete with big Ubisoft.
That's true.
With Treyarch. Yeah. Like, the indie developers aren't big for that same reason.
Yeah. Titanfall, you're not going to see a sequel
to even
that.
Heavy Rain, that's Sony developed.
Yeah.
You're not going to get, you know, even Shovel Knight's great, but Shovel Knight's not going to compete.
Published by Sony, developed by Quantum Theory.
There you go, Quantum Theory.
Quantum Dream.
Quantum Dream is a big company. Beyond Two Souls, what else did they make? That PS2 one with the Matrix fighting.
Prophecies.
I would say it's I think if you're an indie developer, just expect to make a one-hit wonder, and you're not going to compete with AAA titles. It's just not going to happen.
It's
too hard. You're not going
to... It's hard,
but that's where the indie scene kicks in for at least the U.S. and the Europe side, right? The indie scene in Japan.
Do we have to get you started on Kickstarter? Oh, man. Exactly.
I don't want innovation, but I want Kickstarter.
Yes! Yes!
Kickstarter's innovative, Ken.
They innovate themselves.
No, but
using
think,
the K word.
I think we're on the same page. We want innovation. We don't want it to get stale. But yeah. I see progress. I don't know if you see progress.
I do. I do.
In America,
the majority of them, they're not.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Like there's only a few cases. And I want Japan to do great.
Yeah.
Like, they make good mechanics.
Yeah.
I just... Like I said, like
you want to see
like
more
Team
of
Ninja
it.
Used to be like the team,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden they just realize like, hey, you know what? Just keep making the same Ninja game and not even try.
And also keep in mind that it's also the argument of BioShock, right? Remember what the developer said for BioShock? He goes, you know, the only way I knew this game was gonna get made if I made a first person shooter. If I went to a company and go, it's gonna be like a cinematic and it's this and like we're not gonna give you the money
and
make it a first person shooter. God, I'll make a first person shooter.
And it's that's kind of like usually the second game in the series is the one that's people really remember because it's where they made the biggest leap right. It's like all the things they wanted to do on the first one they're like, oh, we don't have time, we couldn't do it, so we threw it on the second one, right? The Destiny third two. One right, the Destiny 2 will probably be a much better game, right? the third one usually suffers because that's when like the studio or like the you know the suits are like, we just need to make more money.
Yeah.
So make it through. You don't have the engine. You don't have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just give it to the B team. You know, they don't have to do any work. It's done, right? So the third one usually is not as good, right? But yeah, I mean, like BioShock was one example that I like BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, BioShock Infinite.
It was not BioShock.
I can see that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it wasn't BioShock, but
like it was.
There was enough of BioShock in there to know that it was BioShock. But it was just...
It's too much of the same. It's my problem.
Except for the whole...
And also keep in mind, like...
I thought it was going to be more involving that. Yeah,
they sold that a lot more. I mean, you play, you're like, oh, well, I mean, it's...
I didn't really do it that much, but...
And I think that's what happened with... And I love this series, the Mega Man series. Uh-huh. I think that from X1 to X8, it's the same game. And I think people... That's why Mega Man stopped selling so well.
Yeah.
Right? The reason that Capcom stopped funding Mega Man games because they go, it's a cultural icon in video games, but it doesn't sell well because it's the same game with eight bosses.
You keep, like, beating that horse, right? And it's eventually...
Yeah. Same with Final Fantasy.
Guitar Hero.
Final Fantasy is a perfect Final Fantasy. Yep. Try, like, since 7, 7 was made regards to High Point, but after 7, they kept trying to do 7 except for 9. So 9 brought it back. But with 13 is just 7 without the open world, just the pretty mechanics, the nice characters.
13, the first 13, as bad as it was, I was like, okay, at least they're trying something new.
Yeah.
13-2, 13-3, I didn't even bother with it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm like, that's the same game.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that actually like 13.
And I think because of lightning,
Because of lightning, maybe.
Lightning, that, and sometimes it's their first Final Fantasy.
I like
game.
Final Fantasy X-2.
To be honest, I don't think it's a bad entry. If you play 13 for your first time,
it's really
for your first final. It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
Here's the crazy part.
10-2 is a perfect example. Right?
I like
10-2 in a way that.
Active
it's
battle.
A sequel.
Hard
technically the same engine.
Hardcore Final Fantasy fans will be like, I do not like 10-2. Yeah.
I love 10-2 because
many will.
Yeah.
I mean, what I like about 10-2 is because they just took the left turn.
Right? Yeah.
They
go
it's not like, oh, we're gonna try to save the world. It's like, nope, it's just gonna be like
mission based.
Like a really like soft, hearted story. It's gonna be fun. We're just gonna have fun with it.
Yeah.
Right? We're gonna do this like dress sphere, like battle system. Like, you know, it's just them like experimenting.
Yeah.
And then you got the
hardcore fans that are like, why do they have guns?
And here's where
where's the magic?
Here's where we're showing our age. And I'll give you a perfect example. At work, right? There's someone that's always saying this. Rock is dead. The best music was already made. Yeah, everyone's just copying the 60s and the Eagles and all this.
That's what are the at. Eagles?
What did you say earlier? Kent, we're being jaded. Now companies are aiming for younger kids that have never played Metroid, Metroid. Yeah. They've never played Super
Final
Mario.
Fantasy.
They've never played Final Fantasy. Yeah. They go, you know what? To them, that's new. To us, we're like, the best games ever been made in
that's
the 90s.
That's true.
You don't say that, Greg. Greg is he's different. He's hip with the cool kids.
And I was going to bring up that point with...
Come on, wrestling babies.
I was going to bring up that point with Monster Hunter. You know, I've never played Monster Hunter before.
Yeah,
for me, this is new. And watching something like Monster Hunter 3, I feel like it was different enough and it
it made me
and it makes,
want
it makes,
to play.
It makes sense for you. Yeah. Yeah. If you're playing for the first time, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Right? And everything looks more streamlined. Yeah. Like, but from what
me,
I saw,
for me, it was like, oh, I played it when it came on PSP.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, dude.
So your problem is that you're old.
No.
Our problem is that we play too many games.
Yeah. It's a you can only watch so many romantic comedies.
And now, like,
it's
we're getting
the same
like,
thing.
I was reading like a blog post. It's like they're remastering God of War 3. Like what?
Like you don't need
like,
that.
Game
dude.
Just came out like a couple years ago.
You don't need
that.
Just remastering.
It's kind of it's kind of sad. Like,
I want to see what
like,
matter remastered.
It's remastered it, stuff. It's like bumming me
out. It is, dude. It was sad when I saw.
No, it's not.
Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah. I like that game came out like
that was dumb. That was dumb.
It's true. It's true. You can't do that.
It just got released, guys.
It did.
It's literally if they release Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate Remastered a year from now, I go, dude.
No, I'm done.
But they kept doing that recently. They kept doing that a lot with the Metal Gear, like HD Master Button.
No, wait. Here's Metal Gear. Metal Gear HD Collection.
It was because Kojima, he was trying to cash out.
Legacy Collection. Metal Gear, like, super mega. It's like, dude, I already own these games. I don't have to own
them. No, what's it called?
How many times do I have to buy, like, dude, Super Metroid to, like, just say I own it?
The PS2 collection with the 1, 2, 3?
For which one? I do. But I never owned the original ones.
Oh, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But that's why I didn't buy. I bought the HD collection, to be fair.
I have heard.
Oh, I bought that too. I didn't buy the HD. I bought the Legacy Collection. No more,
But that's my point. This is new game to some people. And,
And it is. And that's the reality of the financial, right? They're selling it to the new people. They're not selling it to us. Bought it. Actually, they kind of are too. They're like, if you're buying it, then they're like, we're getting money. But we're going to sell it to the new people anyway. Yeah.
13 would not be a good. It wasn't a good game for me. No. I mean, I played too many Final Fantasy games to actually like that one.
Yeah,
but it's not a bad entry game for a Final Fantasy player. It's linear, but it's got its Final Fantasy elements in there, and it's not bad if this is your first time playing.
Yeah, the overreaction of
it's
criticism.
All, it's all the hardcore
unwarranted.
Final Fantasy fans.
I'm a hardcore fan. I think it's fine.
That's true.
Like if Kingdom Hearts
Greg,
3,
you're old.
If Kingdom Hearts 3 is just basically an HD version of Kingdom Hearts 2, I'll be the same way.
If it's an HD version of collection of all those little games that we released,
do not give me the same world again in Kingdom Hearts. Get me new worlds.
I've been waiting for so long.
Me too, but I want new worlds.
Yeah, and keep in mind that Nomura, he's good at World Ends With You.
Come I love on. It. If World Ends With You. Play it. Oh my God.
World Ends With You, it's a perfect example of innovation.
And that's what
great.
I like.
But how long ago did that came out?
That came out, 2006? But you know why? Because everyone's asking for what? What's everyone asking for? Kingdom Hearts. Everyone's like, there should be a World Ends With You.
They keep giving us Remix 2.5, 1.5.
You know why? Because Ben is buying those games and he's Instagramming those.
Damn it, Ben.
I feel bad for you guys. It's like, keeps teasing you guys. Like,
dude, it's so bad. It's so bad for her, dude.
It was. You know what? Now I was thinking about it right now. I was like, I started following this series when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
I'm an adult now.
It's so bad, dude.
I can sell the job.
Yeah. Wow, they're just milking really bad.
That's what I hate about
Dude, it's so bad. I didn't realize it.
Yeah, but the one for the Game Boy Advance did the card system, right? I thought that was really
that was
cool.
Innovative, and that was actually really
Birth
fun.
Birth by Sleep, I you own it. I haven't played
but not
it.
Not a direct.
But I heard it's really good.
Yeah, but
it's,
made you wait like how long?
That's
man?
True.
But I cannot do 358 Days Over 2. Surprising a lot of younger audience is
because that was their first game.
Because that's literally their first Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah. Here's a perfect example with
they're
Zelda.
They're not targeting us.
Now, with Zelda, ask the majority of people for Zelda game to go Ocarina of Time. For me, it's Link to the Past. Yeah. Then you ask him, what was your first Zelda game? Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I think that's also
for Zelda game,
why we can't get back into Pokemon. It's so hard for us to get back into Pokemon.
No, dude, X and Y way better than Red and Blue.
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
X and Y, I love X and Y.
I couldn't do it.
X and Y, I really changed it.
Omega Ruby, when I went to Omega Ruby, I was like, you know, this is good, but they're not targeting us.
Yeah.
They're targeting
the new kids.
They're targeting
a younger audience. Playing Pokemon is kind of a lot like playing Call of Duty, right? Like, you don't play the next sequel. You wait a couple more sequels, and then you get the new one.
No, well, with Pokemon...
I kind of did, like...
I mean, I bought them. I have them.
Like, I'm really happy that I bought X and Y, but so I kind of did
I am
not
too.
Like that I bought Ruby Sapphire.
Yeah.
Like
I could have done without
yeah.
it.
Yeah, like you, like it needed that. Like two more sequels
yeah.
to have more things added.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah, it did. Because it was yeah. it was such a large step already yeah. to have like 3D everything.
No, what the That's biggest what innovation.
Trying to get his point across to you earlier.
I agree. I think we're on the same page.
The rule of thumb is you buy the even number sequels.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally.
To be honest, I gotta see data on that, guys.
It sounded like
Kent theory.
Pokemon X and Y remake remastered Omega Ruby.
So my main thing
that's
is
what it
at
was.
At least give credit because even Pokemon, their biggest innovations in any Pokemon game is always the battling. Online battling is the biggest innovation in Pokemon. Don't look for the badges. That's never gonna innovate. The bike and skip.
Also, you get to go underwater.
Underwater was badass.
Oh.
But I would say give credit to those games that are innovating, even in stale series, and don't just generalize like. Advanced Warfare. When I saw you play it, I'm like, that's actually pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
I even told them, like, dude, that's freaking awesome. And I was talking trash, but I'm like, actually, that's pretty cool. I give credit.
No,
like,
I have to.
No, well, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking for from game companies. Yeah. Across the board,
we need
like,
that, dude.
Like Assassin's Creed's, like I'm done. Like,
yeah, dude.
I'm done.
Oh, stop it!
You're
getting me riled
up. Yeah. You're right. I didn't buy the Sapphire. I didn't buy it for the story. I bought it to get into the competitive scene.
Same.
And that like you need that game to be able to compete. Yeah.
They should just have an online version of the game. Like, I don't want to go through a story again. I got my 8 badges. I get it. I'm a master. I get it. There's a fire type. I don't care. Just give it to the online.
I think Smash Bros.
Would you pay full price for it?
No, give me half price.
And that's why Call of Duty doesn't do that either.
Yeah. See, I'm always advocating campaign.
Forget about the first. Just give me the online stuff.
That's all they want.
But they're like, well, then we can't sell it for $60.
Yeah.
So but we're going to keep doing it.
I don't think people would care. Well, maybe some.
Give me that's 30. True. I will pay 30 for it.
But they want to charge you 50.
But Smash Bros, I think, is also kind of like this. It's the same
thing. No, dude.
But Wii U
Smash?
Like, it has a story.
Wii U Smash is like day and night,
dude. Wii U Smash is up there, man. But could they have gotten Brawl and just kept adding characters and stuff like
could do what Wii U Smash did.
No,
that's impossible. Do 8 player Smash,
yeah,
all these different modes,
that's
level creation. Come on,
that's
man.
A step up.
Give me your Smash right now.
No, those are mine, man.
That's what I'm
still need to call Club Nintendo.
Give credit. Do you ever get your CD?
No,
there's been 3 Smash total now, right?
Four.
So it's the 64.
64.
Game
Melee. Brawl.
Okay.
And Wii U. Next installment.
I think if they skipped the Wii version.
Yeah. They could have.
They could have skipped the Wii version.
Dude, right. I think most of the Smash
Community. I remember buying the Wii version. This is like I'm getting flashbacks.
That's the point. That's where it was innovative, but it wasn't done as well as it could have done. Because, I mean, they added this really weird mechanic where you slip if you run too fast. Like, who needs that?
Yeah.
And, but then, again, it still had its silver lining where they had the Smash Ball.
Yeah.
First time you ever see a Smash Ball. And they used it and it was a hit.
Yeah.
Everyone loved the Smash Ball.
Yeah.
And when they put it in Super Smash Bros. 4, you know, it just got even better.
Yeah.
And more characters.
Yeah.
Like you said, level building, 8 character Smash, you could never do that ever.
And here's the crazy thing, like, so Monster Hunter 3, their innovation in that one was underwater fighting, right? So the team said, we want 360 fighting. So they go, well, we have to make it underwater because we're not gonna make them jetpacks, right?
Yeah.
That was their innovation. But everyone, well, I don't like underwater fighting. You were okay with it. I remember that.
It was all right.
But the majority of the criticism, don't you actually
like appreciate
it
for it?
I do. I do appreciate it.
This is what I told them. They shouldn't have taken it out. It was bad, but they shouldn't have taken it out. Yeah, they should have just improved it.
Here's the thing. I disagree with you in the beginning, but the more I play Part 4, I'm thinking, I love what you did in the dry world. Bring that to underwater and bring underwater back.
Yeah.
It would have worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Just see, we have
that.
All right. Very intense conversation, but it was wonderful.
Thanks for listening to Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes, Part 2.
Part 2.
Part deuce.
Even though we don't like sequels.
Check us out.
We improved.
On our Instagram.
We literally did.
or the next episode, I suppose. It's episode 12, I suppose.
I don't know.
Or episode 10-2.
We'll figure 10-2. It out.
Yeah, it'll be 10-2. It will be 10-2. In the spirit of our conversation, yeah. It will be 10-2.
God, don't do that.
It's Ben.
With an X, too. Let's write it with an X.
It's going to be X and X, too, dude.
This is beautiful.
That's going to be great.
This is beautiful.
It's just how life works. Coincidence is wonderful. But anyway, with...
Yeah, be sure to check us out on our Instagram page and our...
We got 100.
Thank you guys.
I mean, I've already posted things up. We've also gotten 200 on our Facebook page.
Facebook group.
Yeah. We're up at 222.
Nice. Thank you. You're wonderful.
You guys are awesome. Keep liking our stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I posted up a little thing for you guys, a little paragraph, just to show how much we appreciate all your support. You guys like our stuff. You guys listen to the show. You guys like my pictures, even though they're crappy. Not all of them. Some are cool. but you guys,
but
you guys
are definitely not rehash.
Yeah, you get, yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Maybe. I take like, you know, 3 snapshots of the same thing sometimes. But you guys are the lifeblood, kind of. You know,
so, sound like a vampire. Stop it.
Yes,
you're the lifeblood.
And thank you guys. You know.
All right,
thanks,
sweet.
Like it.
And it's I'm Raul Cruz. Hi, bye. Thank you.
Wait, we forgot to put our all our social
the plugs, man.
We're done, we got Instagram. Guys. We got Facebook.
They know.
You gotta go to the YouTube.
So Facebook's Super Smart Gaming. Instagram Super_Smart.
Okay, not so monotone. Sir.
Twitter. Jason. Twitter is Super Smart Gaming.
Show you the bug of that game, dude.
Show it to me,
YouTube,
man.
Check us out. We have all our episodes uploaded. We have some Let's Plays up there. Kent, are you still streaming?
I will be. Not right now.
Check out Kent.
Well, whenever he's streaming, he'll be there.
Check out Andres. He's making some cool videos.
Yeah.
Greg?
What's up?
Do you have any stuff up there or
not? No, I just said, screw streaming, man.
But yeah, check us out. Thank you so much, and you're wonderful. Yeah,
thanks, guys.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Or wait, we didn't say bye.
Well, I said goodbye.
All right, later, guys. I'm on.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for having me.
Make out to me so tenderly, showing all your weakness. Make up to me so tenderly, showing all your wish. Can't want this defeat. Can't want this defeat.